Hello, happy Monday, and welcome to your Newsmax Daily for April 22nd, 2024, the 113th day of the year, and today is Earth Day, established in 1970, now celebrated or observed by billions of people in more than 190 countries. And the Jewish celebration of Passover begins tonight. If you're celebrating, happy Passover to you. I hope you had a terrific weekend. It was a very busy weekend. A lot going on, right, in politics and in other news. The best thing about the weekend was that Congress had to work over the weekend, though. You may not like the outcome of their work, which I'll get to along with some of the other headlines, but before I get too much into things, let's get right to this weekend's edition of America Right Now with Tom Basile for more on Earth Day 2024.
Remember Earth Day? It used to be a celebration of our individual and collective responsibility to protect the planet and improve human health. It's Monday, actually. It used to be about science and about data. It was about having fun. We used to have fun in school on Earth Day, remember? Today, Earth Day has unfortunately little to do with the planet and a lot more to do with far-left agendas meant to increase control over the population. On Earth Day, the paint-throwing, street-blocking activists will be out in force pushing their narrative of climate doom, more than happy to ignore the science in the process. The media will reflexively add credibility to all the nonsense. President Biden will be touting some patently unachievable electric vehicle or emissions goal. Social media Pied Pipers will be playing their silly tune about how more of our money in the hands of runaway bureaucracy can actually change the temperature of the Earth. They believe it can change the temperature of the whole planet. Today, Democrat socialists have used climate change to alter the national conversation from reasoned environmental protection to an irrational, emotionally damaging hysteria only loosely based on science. The information management is working. President Biden has spent hundreds of billions of dollars supposedly addressing the climate. The return on this alleged investment in protecting the planet's ecosystem is, of course, not provable with scientific data and analysis, making it the perfect perennial excuse for more spending and more government. See the way that works?
Everything he just said about climate activists, social media Pied Pipers, and President Biden is happening as we speak. Let's look at the facts.
Ignore that even before the breathless push for EVs and emissions caps, the United States was beating Europe in reducing carbon emissions. They ignore that while geologic history and environmental science make clear that the climate does change, there is little scientific data to support that any effort by the United States government or even Western governments collectively can actually impact the planet's temperature. They ignore that since the 1960s, predictions about overpopulation, running out of fossil fuels, palm trees growing in Central Park, that was a favorite of Al Gore, a new ice age that would turn most of the country into Fargo in January, and dozens of other theories about climate doom have all been totally inaccurate. In 1989, the Associated Press actually ran a story that proclaimed rising seas could obliterate nations in just 11 years. Senior UN environmental official Noel Brown said then, quote, entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising seas if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. The United Nations and President Biden have repeatedly doubled down on the notion that the planet will be totally unlivable within a decade if we don't give far-left institutions more power, more money, and more control. But at congressional hearings recently, Biden administration officials couldn't provide any projections for the impact of the proposed spending and regulations. They didn't even know how much CO2 was actually in the atmosphere. Most tellingly, climate activists routinely ignore the massive environmental destruction of their own agenda, including deforestation, which impacts emissions and air quality, as well as human rights violations associated with mining for lithium and cobalt, two components necessary for electric battery production.
That is Tom Basile, host of America Right Now, one of the many must-see weekend programs on Newsmax. Oh, yeah, the facts. Nobody cares about that. The more you research, the more you learn, the less you believe. That's what I always say, right? President Biden is commemorating Earth Day with a speech at Prince William Forest Park in Virginia. We'll likely talk about EVs, although the administration is pulling back a bit on the big EV initiative, as I mentioned last week, because they are not selling, if you haven't noticed. And he likely mentioned the billions of dollars, as Tom mentioned, that he's allocating to climate change. A change in climate forced former President Donald Trump to cancel his big rally in Wilmington, North Carolina on Saturday night.
They've asked us to ask people to leave the site and seek shelter. And what we'll do is we'll make up for this very quickly at another time.
Thousands of people, as usual, gathered early in the day for the rally. Trump was actually on his approach to Wilmington in the Trump jet when rain and high winds developed.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Donald Trump, your favorite president of all time, hopefully. As you can see, there's some very bad weather heading in, and we're flying in a few minutes, but they really would prefer that we not come in because there's a certain danger to all of this. And I just want to thank you. I'm so sorry, but we'll do it again, and we'll do it bigger and better. And you have my promise. Same location. Thank you, everybody. God be with you. Thank you.
That weather system did cause some damage in areas of North and South Carolina over the weekend, so that event will be rescheduled. This is actually the second time that Trump was forced to cancel a rally in the Tar Heel State. Back in July of 2022, doesn't seem that long ago to me, but the time is flying by, the campaign had to cancel a rally in Greensboro because Trump had to join Don Jr. and Ivanka in court for the early stages of the New York fraud case against the Trump Organization. I remember this specifically because I was still working in Charlotte at that time, planning on covering the rally in Greensboro. Trump did eventually make good on his promise, though. They did have a rally in Greensboro a couple of months later, and I'm sure they will have a rally in Wilmington, and probably not even a couple of months later, maybe in a few weeks. Today, the former president is back in court for the start of the hush money trial after a jury was seated on Friday. This is what some of his supporters at the Wilmington rally had to say about it on Saturday.
That's between he and his wife. It's none of my business. It does not detract from his ability to lead this country. It's no different than what happened with Clinton.
I don't care about that aspect. What I'm looking for is a leader, somebody to lead this country, get us back on track.
So there you go. That's what most supporters are actually saying about it. After Trump spent last week in court and Biden spent the week on the campaign trail, there was a lot of talk this weekend about the two campaigns, the two presidencies, and the two men themselves. This is Newsmax host Lydia Serrani on Sunday Agenda.
That's the demented Joe now saying that his uncle was eaten by cannibals. This isn't a memory lapse anymore. This is now a national security crisis, and the world, it is laughing at us. Is anybody home anymore, Joe? Anyone with an elderly family member, they know how this goes, right? You see it right there, him tripping, the forgetting of names, the way he walks, the way he talks. Look at him. He's making up all these stories. It's only going to get worse, and it gets more worse every single day, the more pressure he's under. This is why under President Trump, though, we had zero conflicts worldwide, because world leaders, they were afraid of President Trump. And also, President Trump, he is beloved. Let's take a look at Joe visiting his hometown in Pennsylvania, right? There he is, versus the welcome Trump received visiting his hometown of New York City.
So that's President Biden in Pennsylvania. The crowd is chanting, hey, hey, ho, ho, Bidenomics has got to go.
That was the response the crowd in Pennsylvania gave Joe. And here's how Harlem treated Trump.
Nice to see you. Nice to see you. Thank you. Good. Everything good?
Four more years.
see the difference, hear the difference. People who usually voted Democrat are also now waking up.
Trump, when he said he would do something, he would do it.
He do it.
He takes action. And he does care about the people.
He certainly does care about the people. And the contrast between the presidential candidates, it's stark. And the Democrats, they know it. For Democrats, desperate times call now for desperate measures. This is why they know the only way they can stop Trump's momentum sweeping this nation is by locking him up, for now, in a courtroom. But make no mistake, they want to lock him up for life because the swamp knows their grift will be as dead as Joe Biden's uncle if Trump wins again.
That's Newsmax host Lydia Serrani on Sunday Agenda. And Eric Bolling spoke with former Housing and Urban Development Secretary and retired neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson.
Good to have you, Dr. Carson. So, you know, in the last 48 hours, Biden goes to Scranton, no one shows up. In the Wawa, it's scripted. People saying, go home, Joe. Trump goes to bodegas in Harlem, and African-Americans and Hispanics come out, and all they want to do is chant four more years, go Trump, go.
Absolutely. The difference is night and day. And, you know, 6 months ago, I was talking to a group of Europeans, and their consensus was that Joe Biden is a laughingstock. And the part that they were concerned about is that he's the leader of the free world. And they were concerned about their own security going forward. It's a serious, serious problem. And I think that the Democrats know it, too. Many of them are starting to admit it. But they recognize that we are in serious trouble. The world is aflame right now. Things that are going on in Ukraine, things that are going on in the Middle East, some things that are going on in Africa. Look at what's going on in our own country with crime in the inner cities. All of this is secondary to policy differences that were made. It makes a huge difference what kind of leadership you have, and right now we have none.
Doctor, I'm talking to a neurosurgeon, one of the premier surgeons in the world, really, Dr. Ben Carson. Life expectancy for a male in America, I believe, is 79. Am I wrong?
It's right around 80, yes.
So 80 years old. Joe Biden's 81, soon to be 82, and if he gets reelected, 86 at the end of his term. Doctor, there's an old 80, 81, and there's a young 81. Where would Joe Biden fall in that? It's a sliding scale, right? Where would he fall in that scale?
Yeah, well, you accurately pointed out that there's such a thing as a chronological age, but there's also the physiological age. And that's the age that you act. And, you know, Joe Biden acts way older than 81, and Donald Trump acts way younger than 77. And this is how you make a determination as to how long someone is likely to be around and how active they're going to be. So we have a very big contrast between the two. And it's dangerous for our country because there's so many issues going on that are critical right now. And I think a lot of the Americans are starting to wake up. Many of the traditional Democratic voters are actually starting to recognize that if we continue down this path, we're not going to survive. A lot of the young people are doing that. I've been at a lot of universities lately and been thrilled by the enthusiasm of the young people.
Dr. Ben Carson on Newsmax. As I mentioned, Donald Trump is back in court today for the start of the hush money trial, and other attorneys representing the former president will be in another New York courtroom defending the $175 million bond payment that Trump posted in the Trump Organization fraud case, because the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, has issues with it and is urging the court now to reject it. This is Sebastian Gorka on Wake Up America earlier this morning.
Day one, Dr. Gorka. Opening arguments, you just heard Jordan say they should last about 90 minutes. What are your thoughts?
It's a joke. It's a travesty. It's absurdity. As you said, I mean, this trial should never have gone to court. We have that document. Anybody right now can go online and find the letter where Stormy Daniels certified she never had any kind of sexual relationship with President Trump. So what is this about? And we know Michael Cohen is a convicted perjurer.
Right.
So their two star witnesses are a guy who has been convicted of lying in court, and the other one who said there's no there. So again, this is just election interference. The idea that this man is the leader of the opposition, won the primary earlier than anybody else, and now he can't campaign for 2 months. He's got to sit in that court. That's why it's happening, because they know he is going to crush President Biden if there is a free and fair election.
Yeah, and I'm wondering what you make of, so Donald Trump is stuck in this courtroom while Joe Biden can campaign. NBC News with a new poll out over the weekend. Trump still got a 2-point lead over Joe Biden head to head. In 2020, for example, Donald Trump never had a lead over Joe Biden,
right,
at least according to NBC News. So he's still got a lead. But when it comes down to the issues, competent and effective, who would be a better leader? Trump is plus 9. Dealing with inflation and the cost of living, Trump, Sebastian, plus 22. And how about this? Which candidate is better and has better mental and physical health? Donald Trump, plus 19. The numbers are stunning in Donald Trump's favor. How does it affect him being in the courtroom for what could be another 2 months?
Well, look, they chose the wrong guy. I was in Mar-a-Lago recently for the celebration of Truth Social going public, and he left. He told us the story. He left that morning to campaign in Orlando, and he got up at 6 a.m., campaigned in two locations, came back, gave an extemporaneous speech to us at 10 o'clock at night for 40 minutes. I've never seen the like. When I was in the White House, people used to ask me, hey, Seb, when President Trump's account is tweeting at 3 a.m., that's you, right? And I said, no, I need my sleep. He doesn't. He's 25 years older than me. If I had a quarter of his energy, I would be a happy man. He's like a freight train. He's like a Mack truck.
Sebastian Gorka on Wake Up America. Trump may have gotten some help in the Georgia election interference RICO case. Last week, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a law allowing a commission to begin sanctioning and removing rogue prosecutors in the state that they feel are not doing the job. The commission happens to be made up solely of Republicans, which could end up removing Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis's prosecution against Donald Trump. And another $61 billion is likely on its way to Ukraine, along with funding for Israel and Taiwan, without any funding for the U.S. border. Texas Congressman Troy Nils.
What happened today to America is bad. It's not good for America. It's not America first.
And this is Georgia Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
This is a business model the American people do not support. They don't support a business model built on blood and murder and war in foreign countries, while this very government does nothing to secure our border.
Marjorie Taylor Greene and a handful of other Republican representatives are not at all happy with the deal, did not want to fund Ukraine. And then there's a bunch of Republicans that did want to fund Ukraine. As you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene does hold the right to force a motion to vacate Speaker Johnson, which was talked quite a bit about last week. I don't want to divide the Republican Party any more than they already are, but you have to hear this. These comments from Texas Republican Tony Gonzalez. I'm sure people are talking about this today, or they will be talking about it tonight, but I'm sure you didn't hear it or see it because I'm pretty sure you don't watch CNN.
You voted yes on the foreign aid package. Do you have confidence that at this point, given that it is still possible that Marjorie Taylor Greene will push to vacate, to kick him out of the speaker's chair, that he can survive?
He will survive. Look, the House is a rough and rowdy place, but Mike Johnson is going to be just fine. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I served with some real scumbags. Look, Matt Gaetz, he paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties. Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime. What didn't surprise me that some of these folks voted against aid to Israel, but I was encouraged to see by a nearly 10-to-1 mark that Republicans supported our allies on the battlefield.
Wow. Okay. I should say that the federal government did look into Matt Gaetz and those allegations, and they decided not to prosecute.
Wow and wow. Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez, Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez. Now, you could criticize members of your own party. I mean, that's what's happening all the time, right? But how is that going to help anything or anyone? And good for Dana Bash noting that Gates was not prosecuted. If you're not familiar, it was alleged for several years that Florida Congressman Matt Gates was involved in human trafficking and had sex with a minor, which he had denied for years, vehemently denied for years. He was thoroughly investigated by the feds, who determined that the two witnesses were not credible. And the DOJ, Biden's Department of Justice, did not pursue any charges. I would imagine that we will hear some response from those comments from Matt Gaetz, or perhaps he'll just take the high road and let it go by. But again, that was Texas Rep. Tony Gonzalez saying he works with a bunch of scumbags, and he wasn't talking about the Democrats. So Donald Trump is in court. The president is in Virginia commemorating Earth Day. There'll be more fireworks on Capitol Hill, I'm sure. And on Wall Street, pretty solid green numbers kicking off the new trading week. And we need some solid green numbers after last week. Keep up with all of the news all day today and tonight on Newsmax. Don't forget, it is available on most major cable systems, AT&T, Comcast Cable, Cox, Mediacom, Spectrum, Suddenlink, and many, many others, including Dish and DirecTV. Also, make sure you're streaming the new Newsmax Plus. Simply go to NewsmaxPlus.com, get signed up. You can get a free trial there as well. This is the Newsmax Daily. Thank you for listening. I'm Tony Marino. Enjoy the rest of your Monday and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.